Thank you for joining us for Sound Reasoning with Christian apologist and minister Perseus Poku of Sound Reasoning Ministries. It's our prayer that today's program will educate, train, and empower you to defend your Christian faith with confidence. Perseus has his bachelor's in history and a master's degree in apologetics. We hope you enjoy this time of equipping so that you can answer questions to defend your Christian faith effectively. Now here's Perseus Poku on Sound Reasoning.
Welcome to Sound Reasoning. I'm your host, Perseus Poku. In the book of Jude, we read the following. Jude writes that he's the servant of Jesus Christ and the brother of James. To them that are sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ, and called unto mercy and peace and love be multiplied. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. And that's where we are in the 21st century. We have this charge of contending for the faith, for sharing the authentic gospel with others, being ready to give each man and woman an answer, a reason for the hope that lies within us, and to do it with gentleness and respect. And we are to divide God's word correctly. These are charges that all Christians have. And as you know, on Sound Reasoning, we always attempt to bring in guests who are able to help us to sharpen our tools as we go forth and evangelize and then prepare ourselves. We never know when God will bring somebody in our path for us to answer a question that they may have. So for today, we have a very special guest. She's the founder of the project. The Jude 3 Project Ministry, and her name is Sister Lisa Fields. Sister Fields, how are you?
Thank you. I'm good. How are you?
I am doing well. I'm doing well. And I wanted to start off with something that you're familiar with. I was reading your biography, and as I was reading it, I was very encouraged by your testimony. And can you talk about how you got exposed to Christian apologetics? I think it'll be beneficial to our listeners.
So I got exposed to apologetics through my experience in undergrad. I'm a PK, so my father's a pastor. I've been in church all my life, and I never really questioned my faith until I got to college. I decided I was going to take a New Testament course at University of North Florida, which is just a state university. And I thought it would be like Sunday school. I thought it'd be an easy A. I was misled in that thinking. And so took the class, the first day of class, my professor was like, I'm going to change everything you thought you knew about Jesus. And so I realized when she said that this wasn't going to be like I thought. And I was really challenged. My textbook was Bart Ehrman. So, yes. A strong critic of Christianity, Bart Ehrman is a professor at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill.
Mm-hmm.
And so really wrestled through that because that was the only time I thought critically about why I believe what I believe and the formation of scripture. And through that process, I was struggling with that. My dad introduced me to the ministry of RZIM, Robert Zachariah Ministry, and fell in love with apologetics, and that helped me kind of navigate that space.
Excellent.
And so that's kind of how I got into apologetics.
So just so we can get a better sense of what occurred, what was the professor trying to accomplish? Was he honestly trying to intimidate the Christians in the class? What was he trying to help them to think critically?
I think it was a little bit of both. and it was a woman.
Okay.
So I think it was kind of like trying to get us to think critically, but kind of trying to shake our maybe elementary view of Christianity and change us into more of a critic, of it than maybe someone who accepted the scripture altogether. Yeah.
Got it. So
kind of poke holes into the scripture.
Got it. And this is helpful. That's why I wanted you to talk about it, because many times we send out Christian students to these universities, and sometimes even in elementary school, middle school, high school, and we really send them in a lot of cases without proper preparation in terms mm-hmm. of inoculating them for testimonies such as the ones you had to endure. So it, mm-hmm. it's so important. I'm glad that you were able to share with us, for those that are listening, there are people out there who are overtly trying to attack the teachings of Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
And is that something that you agree with, or you see it differently?
No, I definitely think it's professors out there who want to attack Christianity. I've seen it in not only that class. I had a philosophy class
mm-hmm.
that really was challenging. You're spot on. There are definitely professors out there who want to poke holes in the faith that students come in with, and it's intimidating because you're talking to a PhD and mm-hmm. You're just a student, so you're like, what do I have against
right.
a PhD? So
right, and so eventually. You went on to graduate from the University of Florida with a Bachelor of Science in Communications and Religious Studies, as well as your master's. Right. As well as your Master's of Divinity from Liberty University, correct?
Yeah.
And so one of the things I liked about your bio was that it said you are very interested in biblical literacy. Can you mm-hmm. expand on that and why you have that passion?
I think my passion for biblical literacy is because, for me, I love the Bible.
Amen.
The Bible it encompasses everything we need to live this life.
Right.
And I think not enough Christians know what they believe because they haven't read it.
Right.
So I liken it to what we have terms and conditions when we sign up for anything nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
We just scroll to the bottom and we say, I agree. And nobody really reads all of that information. We mm-hmm. could be signing up for anything.
Right.
And I think that's how people sign up for Christianity. They're like, I just believe it. And they've never read it.
Mm.
And so I think in order to defend your faith, you have to know your faith.
Amen.
And I think that at the core of apologetics, biblical literacy is the pillar, because you can't defend what you can't define. And you have to be able to know the scripture. So many people are caught off guard and sucked into groups or pulled from Christianity because people are able to point to texts that are difficult to interpret. But
right.
if you've never read them and understand them in context, you could easily be pulled away. And so I think, you know, it's important that if we're going to be apologists, if we're going to be Christians, we have to read the word.
Amen. Amen. And the text said we need to study to show ourselves approved.
Mm-hmm.
So you're absolutely correct. Now, you eventually went on to find or to develop this organization called the Jew 3 Project Ministries. Can you expand on that so our listeners would know what you all do?
Okay, so I started the Jew 3 Project the last year of seminary because I saw in apologetic ministries when I would listen, outside of Robbie, most of them were white men.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, in the African-American context, I didn't see a lot of people saying, oh, I'm an apologist. And I was like, well, we need to bridge that gap.
Amen.
And so that's what the Jew 3 Project was birthed, just to wanted to create an organization that specifically focused on the Black context, equipping Black Christians in apologetics.
Excellent.
And started that in my last year of seminary. It's grown in ways that I would have never imagined. Our podcast has grown tremendously. We have an HBCU tour, Historically Black Colleges and Universities, to go talking about this concept of Christianity being the white man's religion, because
mm-hmm.
we heard on from students that that was really what they were wrestling with. So we want to go where they were and meet the need, letting them know Christianity, biblical orthodoxy, isn't a white man's religion. Actually, it is a very much rooted in Africa, with early church fathers being African, Athanasius, Tertullian, Augustine, and, you know, giving them that history so they'll know that, yes, it was mismanaged in America in ways that were horrible, but let's go back to the origins. Let's go back and see, you know, what is biblical Christianity. And so we have that. A number of other things that we do, specifically trying to get apologetics in the hands of Black Christians and Black churches.
I appreciate that. So in terms of reaching these college students, what do you all do in terms of your tour? Tell me more about the tour.
So we host a panel discussion. We usually bring a church history professor, a thought leader, and myself. And we have, it's broken down into three stages. We do talk back. We don't talk first. We let the students talk first. And we ask them, what have you heard about Christianity and the notion of it being a white man's religion? Mm. And usually it takes one person to break the ice, and then
right.
every student wants to get up and talk and tell their story. But it helps us to get a feel for the room, because every college campus, they have some similarities but some differences.
Sure.
And so then we talk, and we have these three phases we go through. But we always start with viral videos that kind of perpetuate this narrative that Christianity is a white man's religion. And we play the video, and then we respond to it, going in order historically, early African Christianity, Christianity and slavery, and then contributions of Black churches. And then we have Q&A at the end, and we found that that's been extremely, extremely effective because it's discussion-based, and we're talking to each other. So it's not just a lecture that they're listening to. They're actually getting to interact, and then they see media that they're already familiar with because it's viral. So,
So in your interactions with these students, I'm sure some are believers, some are skeptics, some may be agnostic, some don't know what they are. But in your dialogue with them, what's the most popular or prevalent objection to Christianity?
Black suffering in America.
Mm.
And identity.
Right.
Wanting to feel like they've seen pictures of white Jesus and wanting to feel like they could connect with their savior.
Mm-hmm.
But at the core, we've had, it's been suffering. One of the groups that we deal with that a lot of Black young people are falling prey to is Hebrew Israelites.
That's right.
And we have some Hebrew Israelites come to our events. Which they often bring a lot of questions. And I will never forget, we were in Southern and Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and they got up during the Q&A, and at first they were kind of rowdy, and going back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
But then once we got to the end, one of the guys said, he almost broke into tears, and he said, "Tell me why we're suffering like this, why we're shot dead in the street." And so you could see that even though at first he was kind of like angry, he was just at the core, he was hurting and struggling with the problem of evil.
Right.
For the Black context and suffering.
Right.
And so I think that's when we go on these campuses, that's kind of a theme we see. And I honestly, you know, that's just not a problem in Black context. I think all over the world, people are trying to grapple with, I think that's the biggest apologetic question.
Mm-hmm.
Question, why suffering?
Right.
And so, yeah, it's that's been one of the things we've seen across all campuses.
I appreciate that testimonial and sharing that with us. And I believe some people are being helped just by listening to that. So what should be our role? I know you all through your ministry are doing your part in terms of equipping saints as well as our ministry, Sound Reasoning Ministries. But as a whole, what should churches work on in terms of equipping their people to be able to help those who are suffering?
Mm-hmm. I think biblical literacy is going to be the foundation of what churches need to do. I think one of the challenges is people often study how they're taught on Sunday. So if they're taught in a way that's solely topical, then they kind of study topically. And so really diving into the word, diving into passages that are not highlighted often, mm-hmm. To just spark, you know, interest of the people. Because some people think the Bible is boring, and I'm like, man, you haven't read the Old Testament at all. You haven't read Judges. There's like a lot of graphic stuff going on.
Oh yes.
You know.
Oh yes.
It can be very entertaining, and maybe you need to just change the version you're reading, maybe some NLT, so you can really see in your imagination,
right,
really see what's happening in these passages. So I think that's going to be a pillar. I think taking people's questions seriously and giving them space to question.
Right.
I hear a lot of people, old and young, mm-hmm. Feeling like they can't express the questions that they're wrestling with.
Right.
And so if we give them space to ask those, it'll give them more confidence because God is big enough for our questions.
Amen.
And so he invites us to ask. He might not give us the answer every time. He didn't give Job all the answers. But the freedom to just express the frustration, all of that, I think is healthy. Even though Job didn't get the answers, mm-hmm. his expressing his questions led him to a resolve.
Mm.
And so I think, you know, giving people space to question,
yes,
and taking their questions seriously, and then training them in basics of apologetics. People want to know how to defend their faith.
Right.
They want that confidence. Most people don't evangelize because they feel like they don't know. They feel like they'll be stumped in the process. And so when you give them the tools, that gives them a layer of confidence and then they're wanting to defend their faith.
Mm.
And so I think that is some helpful things that churches could be doing to equip people. And in Black churches especially, I think church history is one of the most undervalued resources.
Mm-hmm.
Walking people through church history,
mm-hmm.
I think, is another helpful tool in defending the faith in Black contexts.
Thank you for sharing that with us. And I think you're right. That's one of the most neglected aspects of Christian historicity, is the contributions of not just Europe, but those apologists that God raised in Africa as well. So I think that's important to tell and teach the complete history, not just partial history. So for the next few minutes, if you can just touch a little bit on your podcast, I was really intrigued by that as well. You mentioned that earlier. How do we access it? And what is it all about?
So our podcast is just focused on questions that we deal with in the Black context for as it relates to apologetics.
Mm-hmm.
So we interview scholars and pastors from all over the world to talk about topics like, is Christianity the white man's religion, Black cults like Hebrew Israelites,
mm-hmm.
Sexuality, bioethics.
Right.
I mean, we've had topics, we've had one on artificial intelligence. So it's not, we kind of focus it on things in the Black context, but mm-hmm. we have plenty of listeners from all across racial lines that listen in that find it helpful. So you can access that at JewThroughProject.com. /podcast, or you can subscribe on Apple, Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, Podbean, everywhere podcasts are, with the exception of Tidal.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much. I'm surprised that the time has expired so quickly, but I want to encourage you and your team to continue what you're doing. It's vitally needed in our Christian walk today, the work that you all are contributing to Christendom. So thank you. Thank the ministry. And we'll prayerfully we can talk again and see what's going on with you all. But Lisa, Sister Lisa, thank you.
Thank you for having me. I enjoyed my time.
Amen. We'll be in touch.
All right.
Okay. That's Lisa Fields. She's the founder of the Jude 3 Project Ministry. Their focus is urban apologetics, primarily targeting the inner cities and the African-American community and making sure that they're equipped to answer the reason for the hope that lies within them. And we all understand that God saved all of us, regardless of race, color, regardless of gender, economic status, regardless of education. God saves all. Whosoever will, let them come. And when we get to heaven, the surprising thing to a lot of people is that they're going to see a multiplicity of different people. So there's not a white heaven or a black heaven. It's just going to be heaven. And God was so loving toward us that he gave his own son, Jesus the Christ, to die for our sins. And through that, we have remission of sins. And then, you know, he just didn't save us without an assignment. We all have an assignment, and he wants us to go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptize in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, whatsoever he's commanded us. And lo, he's with us always, even unto the end of the earth. And as we go, there will be people with questions, and it's our duty to give them a response from a Bible-based perspective, not just what we think or how we feel, but everything that we as Christians espouse have to be backed up, reinforced by the scriptures themselves. We have to be ready, again, to give each man or woman an answer, a reason for the hope that lies within us. And then we have to also rightly divide the word of God. That is an essential part of Christianity, correctly dividing God's word, not adding to it, not taking anything away from it, but being diligent in our studies for God to use us as instruments so others may know Jesus the Christ for themselves. And again, for those that are praying for Sound Reasoning Ministries, we thank you. Continue to keep us in prayer. If you consider becoming a financial supporter, please do so. You can go on our website and get the information on how you can be a donor. We love all of you. We pray that everybody gets to know Jesus for themselves. Remember to always do for the truth what others do for a lie.
Thanks for listening to Sound Reasoning with apologist and minister Perseus Poku from Sound Reasoning Ministries. It's our prayer that today's lesson has equipped you to share and defend your Christian faith with boldness. Sound Reasoning Ministries offers training in apologetics, biblical studies, and systematic theology. Join in on discussions on Facebook at Sound Reasoning Ministries. For more information about the ministry, to send an email, ask a question, or support the ministry, visit online at srministries.org. That's srministries.org. Listen again next week at this same time. And remember, Titus 1:9 says, "Hold firm to the trustworthy message as has been taught, so that you can encourage others by sound doctrine and refute those who oppose it." Sound Reasoning Ministries, srministries.org.
This is my skyship, Dreamer. My cargo is stories. And our destination, dreams.
With Abide Sleep Stories for Kids, you can help your children fall asleep fast and learn about God. To find these kids' bedtime stories, go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Abide Stories for Kids. You can also download the Abide app for more biblical meditations at abide.com.